Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Well, hey there, boys and girls. Whether you found us by accident or don't know how to change the channel, God help each and every last one of you. You have found Sports Overnight America. iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius and XM Channel 93. I'm the host of this unmitigated disaster. My name is Jerry Burke. Thank you. ...1-800-878-7529. That is the number here as we get ourselves organized. 202-456-1414. I want to drop the White House a line. Keep in mind, they have caller ID, and they may be a bit busy. So if you're on hold for a while, do keep patient. Pretty interesting day in the NFL. Can't believe I got up at 6 o'clock on Sunday morning to watch yet another tie. Although this one, it was fairly entertaining between the Kitty Cats and Washington. There will be a Game 6. It will be in Cleveland. We'll get to that. My personal chauffeur, the great Cabby, he's here somewhere. Oh, there he is. Yeah, I got up at 6 o'clock in the morning, just to watch a tie. Yeah, at least it wasn't. Yeah, like I went to bed and got up early, right? As soon as you get situated and put your headphones on and get the mic up there. No, do you want to angle your mic up so I can hear you?
There you go. Did you apologize to your girlfriend for the game?
I don't have a girlfriend.
Oh.
I did apologize to my neighbors. Today, the big-time anniversary in radio history. And we are going to – we'll get to sports. We'll get to the World Series. We're going to get to a really good game between the Buccaneers aren't looking that bad, but the biggity-biggity took care of them. And Sebastian Janikowski missed 2 field goals in one game. What's the world coming to?
Road Warriors.
Probably. We come back, though. Big-time anniversary in the history of the industry, which has been – paying my bills somewhat for God knows how long. iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. God help you all, kids. This is Sports Overnight America.
This is Chris Townsend for the Pro Hammer Baseball Training Bat. The Pro Hammer Bat is the number one training tool in all of baseball, currently being used at all levels from Major League Baseball all the way down to Little League. We even have a softball version. The bat is essential for any ball player to take their game to the next level. Go to their website, phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball. That's phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball to get the special deal. You want results? Use the Pro Hammer Bat.
$100 million in jury verdicts and settlements for serious injury victims, medical malpractice victims, and surviving family members of wrongful death victims. Trial Lawyers for Justice. This is a firm that does not handle frivolous lawsuits. They go after insurance company money, and they're darn good at it. They don't sell their clients out or settle cheaply. Trial Lawyers for Justice, the firm that goes the distance for you, their client. They treat their clients the way you would want your own family members taken care of. Nicholas Rowley, Dominic Pachota, and the other trial lawyers in the firm at Trial Lawyers for Justice, dedicated to representing the people and their families in Iowa, Minnesota, South Dakota, Wisconsin, Illinois, California, Wyoming, and many other states. Trial Lawyers for Justice. $100 million in settlements and jury verdicts already in 2016. 888-811-0844. TL4J.com. Trial Lawyers for Justice.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Your own personal box office awaits you at TicketsAlways.com, across the street from historic Wrigley Field, up the stairs to A Stairway to Heaven, the best seats at fair prices at Box Office Tickets at TicketsAlways.com. Professional, user-friendly website at TicketsAlways.com. This truly could be the year for your Chicago Cubs. Have a great seat to perhaps watch baseball history unfold on the north side. A ticket agency on your side. Box Office Tickets, TicketsAlways.com.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
And now here's a feature you're sure to like.
The Columbia Broadcasting System and its affiliated stations present Orson Welles and the Mercury Theater on the air in The War of the Worlds by H.G. Wells.
This is just so cool. Halloween Eve, October 30th, 1938. So that would be, what, 78 years now? Wow.
That's the last time the Cubs won a World Series.
Something like that, yeah.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the director of the Mercury Theater and star of these broadcasts, Orson Welles.
Check this out.
We know now that in the early years of the 20th century, this world was being watched closely by intelligences.
What this is the very beginning of the War of the Worlds broadcast. It was written in less than a week by Howard Koch, who eventually ended up winning the Academy Award for writing the... adapted screenplay for Casablanca a couple of years later.
Narrowly as a man with a microscope might scrutinize the transient.
Most people listening at 8 o'clock on October 30th, 1938, did not hear this.
People went to and fro over the earth.
You have to understand, the Mercury Theater didn't even have a sponsor at the time on CBS. Nobody was listening to this broadcast. Everyone was listening to, on NBC Radio, the Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy show, The Ventriloquist. Everyone. Hardly anybody heard this, which is basically the disclaimer written by Howard Koch, taken from the H.G. Wells novel. So, and we're going to talk about this as the night progresses. But what happened is, there's a great documentary about called The Panic Broadcast that on American Experience on PBS. You can just watch it on YouTube. Oliver Platt narrated it, and Ed Orson Welles' daughter on it as well. What happened? It wasn't like people jumping off bridges. That was big time hyperbole, you know. But what happened was, about 6 or 7 minutes into the hour on the Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy show, they introduced a singer that wasn't very popular. And just like we do now with the remotes on TVs, people started channel surfing on the radio, and they landed on CBS just as the. And you have to understand, back this is during the time Hitler was starting to make a lot of noise in Europe.
Yep.
And, you know, this is a special bulletin, or people were always cutting in. It was serious business back then. And as soon as they cut in on CBS right at that time, that is when,
like Gale Force.
This is how it started, very calmly. As soon as they cut in, tuned to CBS, that is when the first bulletin about something having landed in a farm in Grover's Mill, New Jersey, which is near the Oranges, Ford, that area, if you know it well. And that, most people didn't hear the disclaimer you just heard in the beginning. They didn't know. And this was written in less than a week. Grover's Mill, New Jersey was picked by accident. The guy just closed his eyes and pointed at a map at a gas station on the Garden State Parkway. And when they did the rehearsal on that Saturday, the broadcast was on a Sunday night, by the way, Wells just thought it was boring. So they spiced it up by doing these special bulletins.
Raymond Raquello leads off with La Cabo.
And this is the point. This is where, how many minutes are we in this now? We're 3.5 minutes into this. This is right around the point where they introduced a singer on the NBC radio network with Charlie McCarthy and Edgar Bergen that nobody really knew, so they started channel surfing. And this was when people started stumbling onto CBS, right here.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt our program of dance music to bring you a special bulletin from the Intercontinental Radio News.
There's no
at
such
20
thing.
20 minutes before 8 Central Time, Professor Farrell of the Mount Gaines Observatory, Chicago, Illinois, reports observing several explosions of incandescent gas occurring at regular intervals on the planet Mars. The spectroscope indicates the gas to be hydrogen and
so
moving
people
toward
are,
the
now
Earth
interested.
With enormous velocity.
And they're like, what the hell is going on? Nobody heard the disclaimer.
And we can analyze hydrogen on Mars.
Well, no, they could back then. No, they could. They knew about that. No, in the 30s, they knew about that. They knew Mars was 30 million miles away. They knew all this stuff. So when they cut back in, now here's the other thing. Orson Welles was not a movie star back then. He was probably most known as, anonymously, he did it without credits, as the voice of The Shadow on radio.
The Shadow knows.
And he was a theater guy. And he was doing theater plays. And on Sundays, they'd run in and they would do adaptations of, you know, Count of Monte Cristo or this, you know, and then they cut in again. And when they cut to Welles, nobody knew who Orson Welles was unless you were a theater goer. Right? And that's where the thing started. And most people, you know, they figured out after they, you know, got in their car, and okay, because they CBS and executives ran into the studios and made them go to a quick commercial saying, you're listening to a broadcast of the Mercury Theater Players on the air doing an adaptation of The War of the Worlds. And that's what most people went, oh, but some people by that point were up in the hills. The very next day, my grandparents got married in Ford's, New Jersey.
Ladies and gentlemen, following the on the news given in our bulletin a moment ago.
Now everyone's they're calling friends and saying, hey, put on CBS, listen to this.
To keep an astronomical watch on any further disturbances.
Okay. Now everyone's starting to get a my grandparents got married the very next day, Halloween 1938. I don't know how many people, but I think they said 3 or 4 couples didn't show up to the wedding. They were still taking their stuff back to their houses in New Jersey.
Nice.
But that's the war. We're gonna go through this. It just, you know, it was the course of the evening. This is Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. I guarantee you.
You know, if they hit New Jersey first, we'd probably root for those guys.
Oh, man, New Jersey. Yeah. You know, the state slogan, welcome to New Jersey. Now get the F out.
I thought that was our motto.
No, it's Jersey. Trust me.
California.
No, their state bird is the fly. State.
You know, our motto is thanks for your money. Now get the F out.
Yeah. No, what's the other one? I used to work in Philly, and I worked in Jersey too. There was a great thing. Was it the state animal is the construction horse? State motto is construction ahead. Was it state mineral asphalt? I had some really great ones, but we'll rag on Jersey a little bit later. But
Bridgegate, should we go there?
Huh?
Bridgegate.
That's the GWB.
I think that's so funny.
That's the GWB. That's actually Port Authority.
But isn't that a funny thing to lose your credibility on?
Yeah, a bridge.
Yeah.
Have you ever been on the GWB?
I got my cousin to block the bridge. So
yeah. Okay. Yeah. You're making an ass of yourself now because nobody. Most people don't even know what the GWB. If I say GWB, unless you
George Washington.
Right, George Washington Bridge.
I don't know what it is.
Well, you do because you've been around. But most people I was a traffic reporter there. It's the GWB, and the BQE is the what? BQE is the Brooklyn Queens Expressway.
I took a lot of cabs in New York. I never drove.
Well, what are the three main north-south routes going from the Bronx into Westchester County?
I know there's a bridge on 152nd goes right to Yankee Stadium from Harlem.
Yeah, it's the Triborough.
Is that the name of the bridge?
The Triborough.
Oh, Triborough
Bridge, and the Throgs Neck is there as well.
That's the only thing
coming,
I know.
The East River crossings are the Brooklyn Bridge. Well, there's the Battery Tunnel, then there's the Brooklyn Bridge. The Manhattan Bridge in the Williamsburg. Then there's what's called the Queensboro Bridge, which is actually the 59th Street Bridge, which is, you know, the Simon Garfunkel song. And then if you're heading north through the Bronx, the three thoroughfares, actually there's four if you want to count the New England Thruway, but there's the Sawmill, the Sprain, and the Hutchinson River Parkway. They go up into Westchester County. Then the Sawmill goes up, and you pick up the 287, and that'll take you over the Verrazano Bridge into Nyack, New York. See that?
That's long.
And then you go down the Palisades Parkway, and you're back in New Jersey.
I got a weird one for you.
See that?
I don't want to speculate.
I was a traffic group. And by the way, your crossings of the Hudson River are the Lincoln and the Holland Tunnel and the GWB.
No, when I walked from Yankee Stadium over that bridge, it was like three times. There's a prison there, and I never.
Rikers Island.
No, right next to Yankee Stadium.
Rikers Island is an island in the middle of the East River. Yeah, it's Rikers.
That was right.
That's the large. That's the largest prison in the country.
That was the spookiest part of walking.
Yeah, Rikers
home.
Island.
Yeah, I was like walking from
Rikers Island.
Was it?
By the way, some interesting games. By the way, we had yet another overtime game, your Sunday night game. And you know what?
Sunday morning game, too.
Your Sunday morning game, too. Monday morning game. Oh, your Sunday morning game was overtime. And boy, the kickers have been looking bad lately.
Oh, first time two overtime ends in ties and since when?
Yeah, it's like 07 or something like
79.
That. 79. But the Cowboys, they have some issues with the running back.
Yeah, those wins just. I don't know, but
Zeke's got some issues. He may be suspended for a long, long time.
Oh, you think they're gonna? I heard it was still in progress.
DA's
out of it.
Now you have to understand. It doesn't matter if you've been convicted or even charged. The NFL, and they can take their merry old time doing it. Okay, they have. It's like how do you explain this? Even if I didn't, let's just say I was arrested for spousal abuse. Okay, and I worked in radio or TV, and it never happened. Let's say it never happened, okay? They could still fire me for it because that's just bad for the...
Absolutely,
The NFL has a policy, so something must have happened.
But, is it at the right level of Ray Rice, But here's you the overcompensate because you screwed up on
Ray,
that?
Ray Rice was the only one of that whole... And I'm a Baltimore Raven fan, and those guys, what they did was just... Ray Rice was... And he can't get a job now. I mean, there are murderers playing in the NFL. There are literally people who have killed who are playing in the NFL right now and have played in the NFL.
Oh.
Ray Rice in that whole episode, and what he did was wrong.
I'm just saying, would the league overcompensate?
No, it would not overcompensate.
By trying to overpunish this guy.
They were reacted is the word you're looking for.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. But Ray Rice was the only one who was 100% honest about that. When he was sitting in front of Goodell, he was saying, this is what he was 100% honest. And it was the league and the Baltimore Ravens that glossed it over. Ray Rice was the only one who was being honest. And I think the fact that he was being honest, and I think the fact that he kind of made the NFL and, well, the Ravens, of course, but made the NFL look bad, that's why Ray Rice hasn't gotten another job. Michael Vick ran a dog fighting ring. There are guys who have been convicted of vehicular manslaughter for drunk driving playing in the NFL right now. Ray Rice, and what he did was wrong. I am not, no ifs, ands, or buts. But he was the only one that was 100% honest about it.
No, but, if you include that he went to prison, not just the prison time,
who?
But Michael Vick, he also lost, what he went, like 6 months, a year? Almost.
Yeah, something like that, over a year.
That's a year of a paycheck you also lost. That's the same as being suspended 16 games. So he did his time.
Yeah, and he did his time.
I'm not saying what he did great.
And, he did his time. And he did his time. Yes.
I hire a lot of ex-convicts. And
you are an ex-convict.
Well, that's
but
how
he,
I get along
he
with
he did his time. No ifs, ands, or buts. Yeah. Okay? But we're going to get more into that. We got an update coming up. Lots to talk about. I hope my computer is working. It probably isn't. A little Cheech and Chong in the background. The Reefer Song. This is Sports Overnight America.
The world has ever seen. And they all sang together. It's a reefer day, you want some mindless. It's a reefer day, you want a blast. It's a reefer day, you want some mindless. Thanks for your company and thanks for the grass.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. GEICO presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with GEICO to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with GEICO. The Shazam 15, brought to you by GEICO. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
GEICO presents sharing versus oversharing. Way early this morning, Brad Higdon shared a major spoiler alert from everyone's favorite hit show, sad emojis to express his feelings about the plot twist, and a playlist he made to drown out his sorrows? Dude, oversharing alert. Brad, GEICO has something worth sharing with those who haven't defriended you. Like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance at GEICO.com. So stop moping about the post-apocalyptic world and start saving in the real world. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
I ain't nobody rabbit!
So he has that going for him. 27 minutes past the hour. This update, by the way, this is Sports Overnight America. iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93, coming to you from beautiful San Francisco, California. Kristen, you're in Galveston County. Tejas, you're with the intellectual portion of the program. We're going to get to you in a little bit, but fairly long update, kids, which means I actually have to do my job. Gab, you might as well drink whatever the hell is you're drinking over there, because I got things to do.
Christian, don't tell me the Texans won again.
Yeah, Texans won again, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, kids, this update is brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat, the number one training device being used in the big leagues right now. Straight through the minors, youth leagues. They even have a softball bat to help with your swing. You play the sport baseball we speak of here. You go to their website. It's phbat.com. Type in the coupon code
baseball.
You get a great deal from the Pro Hammer Bat. Speaking of baseball, there will be a game six. I do believe it is going to be on Tuesday in Cuyahoga County, Ohio. That's Cleveland, by the way. I still call it the Jake. I don't know whatever the hell it's called now.
I call it cleavage.
Thank you very much. That's all right. Somebody actually called you cabbage the other day. I really enjoyed that. I
said, you can make that. That's fine.
I said, evidently you smelled
it. I've heard worse.
But from better. 3-2, the Cubs take game five of the 2016 World Series. They're still down 3-2. Game six will be in Cleveland coming up.
Could you imagine Tuesday. Had they gotten swept at home?
Yeah, I think that would have been the first time it happened all year.
But
Look, the other team gets paid, too. And the Cleveland's not in the World Series because they suck.
And you paid $6,000 a ticket.
Since those two losses, they've gone way down the price of death. They're now down to $900 for obstructed view.
Oh, nice.
NFL football, for those of you like yours truly in the West Coast who got up out of bed at, you know, I got up around, okay, let's be honest with you. I kind of stumbled in at 4:15 this morning, flopped on a couch, kind of tossed and turned, had the room spin, and oh, look, I left the TV on, so.
It was worth it.
Yeah, it was not a bad game, some lousy kicking. Washington and Cincinnati kissed their cousins, a 27-27 tie in merry old England. Elsewhere in the NFL, Biggity. We're going to get more in-depth about this, but there's a lot, so we're going to blow through. But I know I said blue here. We got the Oakland 30-24 over Tampa. That was in overtime. Tampa desperately trying to do the Bay Area sweep.
Road Warriors.
That didn't work out. Carolina wins again.
That was a sweep for the Bay Area.
No, the Niners got
No, I meant today. They had the bye and Oakland won. That's a sweep.
The Niners were... I'm talking about Tampa played back-to-back games again. You're an idiot.
I'm sorry. Okay.
You're an idiot. By the way, Cam Newton actually has a meeting coming up with Roger Goodell. And he, there's something to this. I actually read a story on it earlier, and I'll talk about that. He's been taking a lot of late hits to the noodle lately. And he's actually complaining. He's got a real bitch.
Absolutely.
He is a legitimate bitch, and he's actually going to sit down with Roger Goodell.
He's getting hit like a running back, and they're not calling.
Yeah, and he's getting hit cheap, too. Anyway, 30-20, Carolina finally wins the game over the hapless Arizona Cardinals. Elsewhere, it was Kansas City, 30-14 over the Colts.
Man,
a rematch of the second ever Monday night game, by the way, just so you know. 45-17 was the score.
The historic World Series.
Elsewhere, good ball game in the Big Easy, 25-20. It was New Orleans over the Seahawks. Seahawks finally got rid of those horribly garish uniforms. Went with the all-white classic look. It wasn't bad.
But they lost
just the same.
It's all in the uniform.
Houston 2013 over Detroit. Elsewhere.
Wow, that's actually big.
Man, here's a newsflash, right? He missed his first four games, but he's already making an argument for league MVP. Tom Brady, 315 yards, four TDs, new interceptions, 41-25. A little better than a 16-0 shutout they got the last time they beat Buffalo there.
What was the closest that score was?
41-25.
Oh, no, I thought Buffalo was tight, pulled out at the end. Okay.
Oh, Cleveland, so close.
Oh,
the Jets just end the season.
Two
in a row for the Jets now as they beat Cleveland. Your final score was 31-28. Elsewhere, it was Denver 27-19 over the Thunderbolt and Lightning.
Yeah,
good ball game.
Make my day.
Good ball game in Atlanta. 33-32 over the Packers. And Jason Witten scores a touchdown OT, 29-23. It was Dallas in overtime over your Philadelphia Eagles.
That was a great game.
Yeah, and you know what? The luster's off, Mr. Wentz.
And the little rivalry has begun.
Between whom?
Wentz and Prescott.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah. No, just if they see each other the next
10, NBA, 15. Clippers, 88-75. There's more to do. 88-75 over Utah, a game in which evidently Utah forgot to play in the
basketball?
Fourth quarter. Exactly. San Antonio, man, they're a machine right now. 106-99 over Miami. Golden State. 106-100 over Pahonics. That's the capital of Arizona. 98-83. That was the Detroit Pistons over the Milwaukee. Yes, we're still in the NBA. Bucks. OKC, 113-96 over the Lakers. The Lakers fall to 1-2. Probably their best
number.
Oh,
man.
They saw 500. They're done now. Houston, 93-92 over Dallas. Oh, he's going to want to talk about that, too. Memphis, 112-103 over the Washington Capitals, who still hold the record for the worst record in NHL history in 1973. Just throwing that out there. Speaking of the NHL, I just wanted to say that. Buffalo 3-1 over Winnipeg. For those of you listening at WOEN, go Sabres. Since you went back to the original unis, you're okay. Philadelphia 4-3 over the former Hartford Whalers. It was Florida 4-2 over Detroit. That one was on the banks of the Detroit River at the Joe.
They finally won, huh?
5-1, the Islanders 5-1 over Toronto. Elsewhere, Chicago shuts out Los Angeles. Not a good day for L.A., 3-0. It was Toronto 6-1 over Tampa. Excuse me, the Rangers 6-1 over Tampa, a game in which they forgot to bring their goalie. Washington 3-1 over Calgary. And it was Ottawa shutting out Edmonton 2-0.
I think that's everything.
Oh, yeah. Ezekiel Elliott, we're going to talk about this. He could face an entire ban. That's what they're saying.
I hope not.
Hold on. Let me ask Christian something here. Hey, Christian. But wait, there you go.
Yes, sir.
Hey, first off, you're not Marcy, and I'm not Peppermint Pat.
I know. Quick call. I know.
Okay, we only got like 3 minutes left in this segment, and I want to make sure you completely have time to express yourself. Okay. What we're going to do here is we're going to put you on hold, and we're going to wrap up this segment, and then we're going to come to you because I want to talk about Ezekiel Elliott here. Okay.
Okay, dude.
All right, sit tight. I like the way he calls me dude. This update was brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat, the number one training device being used in the bigs right now. Straight through the minors, youth leagues. They even have a softball bat to help with their swing. Did you know that, Cabby?
Yeah.
Of course you did. You go to phbat.com, type in the coupon code.
Baseball.
Get a great deal for the Pro Hammer Bat. We'll do another update. I don't know, about 23 minutes or so. It won't be as long as that one.
I think dude is derogatory in Texas.
Dude.
I used to get beat up because I'd say, hey, how you doing, dude? And
no, you got beat up because you're Cappy.
And then the guy said, I'm not a dude. And I said, well, I'm sorry,
no,
man,
you,
but
no,
you just one
trust
ugly
me,
woman.
Trust me. Yeah. You got beat up because you're Cappy.
But their women can hit really hard.
Trust me. I lived in Dallas. I know.
They punch
yeah. Good.
Oh, my God.
If you haven't heard, Ezekiel Elliott, he's having a really big season for the Cowgirls down there in down at the Palace in Dallas. He has some problems. The NFL is currently investigating these domestic abuse allegations. There's been five of them. Faces a lengthy suspension, possibly even a ban for the rest of the season. According to Columbus, Ohio, authorities in Columbus, Ohio, that is, have declined to press charges against Elliott following an incident there this summer in a complaint that was read. Now, multiple sources have said, and I'm reading this verbatim from CBS Sports, have said that during the league's recent meetings in Houston, Cowboy owner Jerry Jones raised the topic of the probe with Lisa Friel. She is a former New York prosecutor who spearheads the NFL's domestic violence investigations. And, of course, this came in with an earshot of other people. So now it's an issue. And according to the NFL has made it clear that domestic violence, whether you're acquitted or not, just because you're O.J. was acquitted, that means that doesn't mean he didn't do it. They're going to look into this, and he can very easily miss the rest of the season being banned. And the Cowboys, and I hate the Cowboys.
Well, what's the severity of what he did? It was a girlfriend, ex-girlfriend?
Girlfriend, and it's alleged.
Alleged? I mean,
no. They have not pressed charges in any of these.
Right. Okay? And it's the same girl.
Yeah.
Five times.
I think so.
Okay.
But they have not pressed charges in any of them.
Right.
It was basically a he said, she said thing. Okay. But with the NFL, as it should be, they don't care. You know, they're going to handle this. They have their own investigators. And I think they're right in doing this. Now, let's put it this way. No matter what the penalty is, he's going to appeal. And the NFL Players Union, which is a very powerful union, is going to appeal as well. The only way I could see him getting out of this at all would be as if he did absolutely 100% nothing and it was 100% entirely her fault. But here's a newsflash for you. That ain't going to happen.
No.
So.
But I think when you said five, I thought it was five different people.
No. So in any event, that's the latest on that. And it's sad because, you know, well, it's not sad. He's a cowboy. I can't stand it. But I don't like to see anything like that. Having, I'm going to have four or five sisters. I don't know. It depends on who you ask.
I've never seen it in his demeanor, but I could be wrong.
We did, look at O.J. Did we think we would murder two people?
Well.
Hell, you no. Yeah. Every. Sports Overnight America.
This is Chris Townsend for the Pro Hammer Baseball Training Bat. The Pro Hammer Bat is the number one training tool in all of baseball, currently being used at all levels from Major League Baseball all the way down to Little League. We even have a softball version. The bat is essential for any ball player to take their game to the next level. Go to their website, phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball. That's phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball to get the special deal. You want results? Use the Pro Hammer Bat.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. For film lovers, it's that moment in the movie when the song starts playing and the scene takes on a kind of new and more memorable life. As rock music lovers, many of us will most likely have our favorite movie moments when a song took our breath away. How about Pulp Fiction's Twist Contest or the moment Meatloaf roared his motorcycle into Dr. Frankenfurter's lab? Join me, Carrie Cooper, over at focusonrock.com for a deep dive into rock music in movies.
This holiday season, Guitar Center is your best gift ever center. With deals like a Schecter Demon 6 guitar for just $349, a Blackstar 40-watt combo amp $149, or an American Audio PA for $129. Save up to 25% on gear in every department and make spirits bright for every musician on your list.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year!
Guitar Center's holiday kickoff, going on now, in-store and online.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions Fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Absolutely. The pizzazz to your life. Experience the thrilling excitement of Catfish Bend Casino. Now you have 1,000 reasons to play every Sunday in October and November. Play your favorite slots during the week and you could be entered to win $1,000 in free play each Sunday. Drawings are held every Sunday at 6 p.m. Hurry in and you could win only at Catfish Bend Casino. Find your thrill. Come out and play at Catfish Bend Casino. Pizzazz, many destinations, one amazing place.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
You imbecile! You bloated idiot!
Words written by Dashiell Hammett, recited by the great Peter Lorre from the Maltese Falcon, said to Sidney Greenfield. Ooh, Steely Dan action. Jim Hodder, the drummer on lead here.
Felonious, my old friend.
Man drowning us to swimming pool when he's 42 down in L.A. Sucks.
Hit the head?
No, he was just he an accidental drowning. He wasn't drunk or high or anything. Like Brian Jones. Hold on. Zora Foley. The former heavyweight fighter. He fell into an empty pool. Hold on. Great chorus there. Can't Buy a Thrill, 1972.
No time is better than now. Tell me, where are you driving? Midnight cruiser. Where is your bounty of fortune and
it is Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, a TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93, 1-800-878-7529. That's the number for those of you scoring at home or if you're listening to this show. Yes. You're alone. Christian, we're going to get to you in a second here with the intellectual portion of the program. We have a former friend. Who I think he's one of seven people left on the planet, the other six being incarcerated in Bellevue, who still thinks OJ was innocent.
Okay. Yes.
I was on YouTube the other night. And Daniel Petrocelli, who was actually a business attorney and the cousin of former Red Sox shortstop and third baseman Rico Petrocelli, but they pronounce their last names differently. I finally saw the entire, I can't think of what the words.
30? ESP 30?
No, not that, no. When the lawyers talked to the guy, I can't remember. Jeez, I just drew blank.
Deposition.
I saw the entire OJ deposition. Leading up to the civil trial. And the evidence that was put in there, that was basically put in, but everything because the defense team ran that first trial with that idiot Ito. Let's put it this way. Right? If you still think that O.J. Simpson did not murder Nicole Brown and Ron Goldman, then you probably think the JFK assassination was a suicide. Okay? There is no way, because we were talking, there is no way. None. Zero. And I know of where I speak on this one, having a relative who is who committed a double homicide, okay?
Ooh.
And I know what they convicted him on, and the son of a bitch did it, and he was convicted at 15. He was the youngest person sentenced to death at one time in this country. That was commuted after a Supreme Court decision. But that aside, and that was back in 1980. Matter of fact, he was convicted the day before my 16th birthday, 2 days before. I saw what he was convicted of, hon. That's not funny. Quit laughing.
Okay. I didn't laugh.
You're smiling when you're talking about my cousin killing an 8 and a 4-year-old.
No, well,
okay.
It was a long time ago.
Who cares? My point is this. I know the evidence that they convicted Joey on. And he did it. There's no, I'm not pleading my cousin's case here. Okay. If he was convicted on that, I don't know how they didn't plead this one out, the lawyers, is beyond me. The deposition and all this stuff. And then there are people, and like I said, we know one of them. How in a million years, like I said, you literally, and I don't mean to use this analogy the second time, I'm trying to be cute, but it's serious. If you think OJ is innocent, then you think the JFK shooting was a suicide. That's how you have to see this. It was actually, go to YouTube, it was on a 2020, a couple of years ago, when the deposition tapes were finally made all public. And oh, my God. Okay. Speaking of intellectuals, ladies and gentlemen. Clap, clap, clap. clap, clap.
Also a suspect in the Kennedy assassination.
Oh, Christian?
Yeah.
The stars at night are big and bright.
Clap, 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 clap.
Deep in the heart.
By the way, Oswald acted alone, people.
It
okay.
was in Texas. Where does Christian live?
Texas.
Thank you. Case dismissed.
It takes 3 days to drive across
guilty.
Texas. He's guilty. Yeah. That's Jim Garrison. Christian did it.
He did it.
Do you okay? This true story. Jim Garrison, that idiot from the New Orleans, the district attorney. No joke. He had 18 different shooters, and no joke. And this is according to Vincent Bugliosi's book and Gerald Posner. 18 different shooters at one time or another, and 31 different theories. But it was ironclad. And then he did that thing. Clay Shaw, that poor son of a bitch. Anyway, for the intellectual portion of the program, we do head to the great state of Texas, where John Updike said you can look further and see less than any other place on Earth. Am I coming across as... Because I'm not reading any of this crap. Am I coming across as a know-it-all by knowing this stuff?
No.
But I
because
do...
Because it's specific knowledge that you do know.
But I know a lot of things like this.
But a lot of people know stuff in their own little categories.
Like what?
Math or...
No,
I'm not saying it's not. It's good. But you are teleprompter reading, too.
I'm not. What am I? I'm not reading a goddamn thing. That's the Ezekiel Elliott thing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
See? No, I want you to freaking apologize.
I apologize.
No, sir. No, Kurt, look. Kurt,
oh, no, okay,
Kurt,
all right.
Kurt, smartass. What's that?
I don't know.
What is it? Look.
It says Rocky Flats.
No, sir. No, what does that say? Hold on. I hate to do this, people. What does that say? What is all that talking about? Ezekiel Elliott, right?
Yes, absolutely. But you see, now read that, and that doesn't have any evidence of the case, any of the circumstances. It's a basic, generic.
But I read to you, and that's when you read a news story, you idiot. What do you think those people at other places do? You think they're making it up? They have to read off a screen. I was doing a story about Christian. You're on Sports Overnight America. Save
we'll discuss me. This another day.
You're an idiot.
No, Sports. It's a good topic.
What? That you're an idiot?
No, that you can subjectively pick anything you want off the internet and get something that agrees with your opinion.
Of course you can. There are people up there who think Trump's lead.
Until you learn to filter that, you're only going to get stuff that agrees with your point of view.
Have you ever been to Dealey Plaza?
Where's that? D.C.?
Dealey Plaza. That's where Kennedy was shot.
Oh, Texas? No. I lived in El Paso.
You could throw a rock and hit him. It was always such a hard shot. I could have thrown a rock and hit him. Christian, you're on Sports Overnight America. What can I do for you?
Well, first of all, you guys are having one hell of a heated conversation.
This has to be said again.
You bloated idiot!
That wasn't for you, Christian. Usually it is, but that was for Cabby this time.
Cabbage.
Yeah. What's on your mind?
What's on my mind?
A little gloaty, maybe.
Go ahead.
No, I'm not.
What are you gloating about? Houston's not going to win the goddamn Super Bowl.
But they're how many games up in their division?
They're in the AFC South.
They're still four games up.
Oh, my God.
What's up, Christian?
You see, I really don't want to talk about the Texans' record in specific terms.
What are you going to talk about in the abstract? Okay, go ahead.
It's like the Raiders.
Yeah. Let's talk about
If you think about it, we're halfway through the NFL season. The Texans
very good math.
Told you there was math.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was going to be a test. I didn't know there was going to be a quiz at the end of this segment. Okay, go ahead, Chris.
Go ahead.
The Texans are undefeated at home. The Oakland Raiders are undefeated on the road.
Uh-huh.
How do you see these two teams, more specifically one over the other? Damn it, I'm getting tongue-tied.
No kidding.
How do you see these two teams, one of these two teams actually, making it through to the rest of the season and onto the playoffs?
And here's the news: the Raiders will win a game at home before the the Texans will lose a game at home before the Raiders win one at home. Excuse me. That said, speaking of the AFC West, everyone's saying, "Well, Denver's still the reigning Super Bowl champs." Yes, they are.
Yes.
But has anybody noticed that the Kansas City Chiefs are playing some pretty good football
and
right now?
And the Raiders,
Before we get to the Raiders, but I was saying, has anybody noticed? Yeah.
It's a logjam at the top.
Yeah, it's a logjam right now. And
that's the division where you're tough.
And the Chargers aren't that bad. And everyone's got to play the Chargers at least one more time. Right now, Christian, your guys have an easier route. My computer just froze up because of you. You have an easier route.
I looked at it.
Shut up. You have an easier route to the postseason than the biggity-biggity do. And primarily because I can't see Tennessee holding on. I mean, unless they get to play Jacksonville every week. God, those uniforms are ugly. I'm colorblind. They're ugly on Thursday. But I mean, the Colts are nothing this year. They're garbage.
Yeah, and yet what New England's going to pretty much take that division.
I'm talking about the AFC South.
Well, I'm talking about the whole.
When is the last time New England has been in the AFC South?
Never.
The answer to that would be never. And stay in the AFC South. Okay. So you got Houston, all right? Okay, they're, you know, good ball club. You can't take that away from them, even with Brock Osweiler. Yeah. You know Jacksonville's terrible. Okay, Tennessee. I've
10-5 as a starter.
Yeah. So
Brock
Tennessee.
Osweiler.
Right. Yeah. So Tennessee
sucks.
I can't see them continuing what they're doing, but they're not looking that bad doing it. I don't know.
You don't agree that every day Osweiler wins, it makes Elway look like a bigger idiot.
Hey, Elway isn't it? He's a horse faced son.
Dude, that's like
my
favorite part. I understand that.
Exactly. But my point, you have an easier path. Or, you know, Oakland's got to fight their way through both Denver and Kansas City, who's playing really, really well right now. And I get news for you. I don't see two teams coming out of the AFC West as the wild cards. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
all that and I get a huh?
Yep.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, no, you need like easy victories. The second place team, you know, whoever the wild card team needs easy.
Yeah, so I, yeah, it's just,
yeah, you need.
I'm
going to
put it this way. I'm barring a plane crash, the Houston's probably going to get to the postseason. Unless maybe Tennessee.
A little back aching.
Stranger things have happened, I guess.
No, and it's the second half of the season.
Right, but yeah, and of course, yeah, injuries, things like that. But I just can't. I mean, yeah, Oakland is better, you know, than they have been. Of course, that's not saying a whole hell of a lot. Kansas City, I think Kansas City is right where they should be. I think Kansas City is a lot better than people are going to give them credit for. I mean, they got Andy Reid.
You know what I do? It's kind of goofy. Okay.
Oh, geez, as opposed to the serious crap that you do?
I've been serious. What?
Right, go ahead.
The four. You take the season, and it's four quarters, four games. We're at halftime right now.
Right.
The entire NFL is at halftime.
Right. Make your adjustments.
There it is, and you got.
Okay.
You got a second half to play right now.
Right. Okay, but the point I'm trying. Why is my computer all screwed up like this? The point I'm trying to make is, yeah, you have an easier path to get there than the Raiders do, and it has nothing to do with your being undefeated at home or the Raiders being undefeated on the road. It has to do with the fact that you're in the AFC South, and how bad are they? I can't even remember what the fourth team in the AFC South is: Tennessee, Jacksonville, Houston, and
Indianapolis.
I just said that already. Sorry.
With no luck
to this year, and I'm just saying you have an easier path to get there. Tennessee is your only real, I don't know if you want to call it a rival. They're your only real threat in the AFC South as far as I can see.
Well, they stole your Oilers, so there's that Houston, Tennessee.
I don't think anybody cares.
And it was,
didn't you hate
Indy?
No, I
couldn't. When they lost, took Baltimore.
No, I hated Robert Irsay. It's who I hated.
I would be mad.
No, but anyway, no, that's the answer to that question in a roundabout way, Chris. Next.
Okay, I can understand that. Now,
at least one of us can. Yeah.
Now, another question I want to ask, and I know I always ask you this particular question every time a championship series happens or a championship game happens for about the last 4 years, but with the...
Just four? Has it only been that long? Go ahead, Chris.
Well, it seems like 10.
I'm show for like 5 years.
Has it been that long? That seemed longer, Christian, but go ahead.
It seems like 20.
It seems a lot longer, Chris. What's up?
But still, when it comes down to the World Series right now, pitting the
Indians against the Cubs, we know, Chris. Go ahead.
Yeah, the Indians and the Chicago Cubs—they have the two longest droughts in all of not just professional baseball but professional sports.
Right.
But if you look at the professional baseball drought, there's one other team, and I hate to mention these guys, that has a long drought of not winning a World Series, or basically not winning one in general, and that is, unfortunately, the Texas Rangers.
Uh-huh.
Houston's longer.
Unless,
if you count Texas's, right.
No. Houston's been around longer than
Oh, about going to the World Series. I'm sorry. We're talking about winning.
They both came in the in 1961.
No,
62.
Texas came into the World Series.
No, Texas has been to the World Series. So Houston's been, they haven't won a World Series. He had one. Okay, I'm going to tell you two things right now, Christian. nobody cares about that because it's free agency. When I was a kid and when Cabby was a kid, when every year you had the same, not the same exact nine guys, but every year when you basically had this, your principal five or six guys on your team, they were the core of your team, and you tried to build around that. to win a World Series. That's when it was like, when my Red Sox, who were fantastic, just not quite good enough and found ways to screw it up every year. That's different. Now, and I hate to say this, but now you're rooting for laundry. You know that, right? You're rooting for laundry. It's not like it used to be, and I don't want to sound like the guy, oh, it was so much better. I'm not saying it was better. I'm not saying it was worse. I'm saying it was different.
Less of a turnover.
Yeah. So it's now the two teams. I look at Houston. I look at the Rangers, and I think what's going on there, I think that's really cool. I like what's going on because they're building a rivalry quicker than I thought they would. And I even said this before. It usually takes a couple of years, and you both have to be good, which one of them wasn't, or one of them was at one time or another. But that said, I think the two teams that really need to start looking in the mirror are the Washington Nationals. The Expos have never been to a World Series, ever.
Dang.
and they were one out away back in 1981 when Blue Monday happened. They should. They're a better team than the Cubs. They should be in the World Series right now. And the other team,
okay.
and the other team everyone needs to look at, because they have, and contrary to what you may think, they have more money than God. When you think about who owns Miller Park, the Milwaukee Brewers, how that team. What are you laughing at? With the money they have, they should be able to afford Jesus Christ as a cleanup hitter. And those are the two teams.
They haven't been to the World Series since '82.
That's not. You're missing my point, Christian. Those are the two franchises I'm saying that have to do something. And Washington, they got a lot of money. The Brewers, and I don't care if you say small market or not, the Miller Brewing Company, pal. Okay, they can buy and sell this whole country. They got to do something real quick, real soon, because the people of Milwaukee, I feel bad for them, because it's a good sports town, actually. Milwaukee's a very good sports town. And I said, for some reason, those are two teams I think it really need to, like, straighten their act out and need to do it quickly, more so than anyone else. Hey, Christian, we got a boogie, my friend.
I'll talk to you later, Jerry Bird.
Take care of yourself. And he usually says it's on social media, and you can follow us on Twitter, @SportsOvernight. Like our Facebook page, Sports Overnight America, or just get a hold of me personally. I'm the only Jerry Burke, spelled GERRIEBURKE. By the way, Kevin, I'll go to the Bill Lee for Governor of Vermont Facebook page. People have been I'm the media coordinator and the communications director for the campaign. And if he wins, I have to move to Montpelier. But, man, people are jumping all over that website for the spaceman. He's going to be out here in December. We're going to have him on the show. Boys and girls, this is Sports Overnight America, Sirius XM, Channel 93.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done. When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything, you want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
3895.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Here's an urgent alert.
USA Radio News with Rich Strong.
Both the Clinton and Trump camps want more information released about some newly discovered Hillary Clinton emails. USA's Chris Barnes has that story.
Voters deserve to get full and complete facts.
That's Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton's reaction to FBI Director James Comey's decision to tell Congress on Friday about newly discovered emails which might be related to her email investigation. She wants more information released, and so does the Trump campaign.
Release everything. Let us judge for ourselves.
Trump campaign manager Kellyanne Conway. I'm Chris Barnes.
Donald Trump says Clinton's reasoning is obvious.
Hillary's set up an illegal server for the obvious purpose of shielding her criminal conduct from public disclosure and exposure.
While Clinton's aides questioned Comey's timing.
We don't even know if it has any relevance. That's why we're saying let's see the facts.
This is USA Radio News.
How many times have you asked yourself, what's the point? After reading some off-the-wall social media post where quality of content takes a backseat to quantity of clicks. Now we're doing something about that. Introducing The Point at WesternJournalism.com. I'm Norval Rose, executive editor at The Point. Our clear, concise, compelling content will get you right to the point in each and every post. Smartly presented, sharply defined. You'll see what really matters. Content with perspective and purpose. We promise a bold voice and viewpoint, fearless commentary, insight, and analysis. The Point is your conservative compass, true to the principles and virtues of honest-to-goodness American values. We will honor your time and respect your intelligence. Together, we'll make a difference. And that's The Point at WesternJournalism.com.
Vice President Joe Biden's time in public office is ending. He says he has no regrets about not running for the presidency. He appeared on the CBS show Face the Nation.
A woman who runs my office has a daughter that's in, I think, sixth grade. And I said, you watch the debate. And her comment was, the first few minutes, I had to turn it off.
He says he will remain in the public eye.
I'm not going away. Everything from this issue of violence against women to income inequality to the cancer moonshot. I'm going to devote the rest of my life to this.
Biden says he made his decision to stay out of the presidential race more than a year ago and stuck to it. San Antonio police there say a man dressed up as Freddy Krueger shot 5 people at a party. The 5 showed up uninvited and were reportedly causing problems with other partygoers. Police are searching for the shooter and the others who were involved. Breaking news on the web at WesternJournalism.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious, and that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
First Lady Michelle Obama says she is beyond proud to commission one of the Navy's most advanced attack submarines.
As the ship's sponsor, Mrs. Obama placed the USS Illinois in active duty Saturday in Connecticut. The First Lady said the vessel can carry out any kind of critical mission, including launching missiles. The ship is named for Mrs. Obama's home state, becoming the first sub in the Navy fleet to carry the Illinois name in nearly a century. The Navy says the attack submarine took nearly $3 billion and 5 years to build. For USA Radio News, I'm Jules McKinney.
An airplane fire on Friday at O'Hare International Airport in Chicago is being blamed on engine failure. American Airlines Flight 383 caught fire on the runway, forcing the evacuation of 170 passengers.
20 people were transported to the local hospitals and all have been released today. They only had minor injuries.
Meanwhile, an American Airlines Airbus bound for Toronto is on the ground in Colorado. Flight 569 took off from Los Angeles today when smoke was detected in the main cabin. The plane diverted to Denver, landed safely, taxied to a gate. No word on any injuries or whether passengers were treated for smoke inhalation. And what is the popular Halloween costume this year? Action figure superheroes.
We've been doing, again, the survey for 11 years, and this is the first time Princess is taking second place.
Anna Smith from the National Retail Federation says Batman is among the most popular. I'm Richard Strong, USA Radio News.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
We have insects in here that have better studio discipline than you. Do you know that?
I'm not the one who ripped a computer out of the wall just to show it to someone.
I took the flat screen off the console. Well, canned heat action. 6.5 minutes past the hour. And Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. I'm brain dead for a second. just that 1 second.
One second.
Yeah. I'm the host of this unmitigated disaster. My name is Jerry Burke, along with my personal chauffeur, the great cabbie. That's Alan Christie Blind Owl Wilson, native of Boston, doing the honors here with Canned Heat. Died at the age of, he was another one who died. I think he was 20. He was 27 as well. Suicide. He was a strange cat. They call him Blind Owl because his vision was so bad. And it's a true story. When they were banned before, they hit it big. And they hit it big quick. They were playing at a wedding. And after the set, he took the guitar off, the strap off. And he didn't have his glasses on. He laid the guitar down on the wedding cake. That's how blind this guy was. Blind Owl Wilson. He was a prodigious blues collector. And he didn't know a lot about, obviously, listen to this guy. He's only like 22 years old. Listen to this. White kid from Boston shouldn't be able to do this. We are going to talk about game five. A crispy played game as opposed to game four, which is like they avoid the home sweep. What's so funny about that?
I thought it was hilarious. Everyone was going to happen.
What's so funny about it?
Did you see all those faces on game four?
What is so funny about a home sweep? Ha ha! What?
That's not a home sweep. It's a road sweep.
Being swept at home, excuse me.
There you go.
We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the NFL. There's something else I can't remember what the hell it was. Maybe I should have written it down. Any event, kids, you can follow us on Twitter at Sports Overnight. We're really lazy about that, though. Like our Facebook page, Sports Overnight America. Just get a hold of me personally. I'm the only Jerry Burke, spelled GERRIEBURKE. 1-800-878-7529. That's the number here, 202-456-1414. That's the number of the White House. 717-344-7793. That's the phone number of the girl I went to my high school prom with. She's pissed off at me to this day. I don't know why. I put out three times. Twice with her.
must be love.
This is Sports Overnight America.
This is Chris Townsend for the Pro Hammer Baseball Training Bat. The Pro Hammer Bat is the number one training tool in all of baseball, currently being used at all levels from Major League Baseball all the way down to Little League. We even have a softball version. The bat is essential for any ball player to take their game to the next level. Go to their website, phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball. That's phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball to get the special deal. You want results? Use the Pro Hammer Bat.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. For film lovers, it's that moment in the movie when the song starts playing and the scene takes on a kind of new and more memorable life. As rock music lovers, many of us will most likely have our favorite movie moments when a song took our breath away. How about Pulp Fiction's Twist Contest or the moment Meatloaf roared his motorcycle into Dr. Frankenfurter's lab? Join me, Carrie Cooper, over at focusonrock.com for a deep dive into rock music in movies.
This holiday season, Guitar Center is your best gift ever center, with deals like an 88-key Williams digital piano, just $229, an Epiphone acoustic guitar for $99, or a boom mic stand for just $19. Save up to 25% on gear in every department and make spirits bright for every musician on your list.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year!
Guitar Center's holiday kickoff, going on now, in-store and online.
Calling all motorheads. It's time to rise up and pay homage to the Freak Nation. Or just flip your fat radio on to Speed Freaks every Sunday night at 7 Pacific on the Sports Byline USA Network. Join me, Kenny Sargent, with Statman and Crash Gladys for a freak of a good time as we drop in on the biggest names in motorsports, from IndyCar to NASCAR, the drags to Supercross, and a big-time rock and roll band from time to time. That's Speed Freaks, Sunday night to 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
I didn't smoke dope with the president. He smoked with me.
Woo! Oh, Rocky Horror action, man. Hot patootie. Bless my soul. Alvin Lee a day. All together now. Here we go. I don't know who played bass on this song, but they're really good. Listen to this. Left ear. Along with the baritone sax, yeah. Yeah. You ever heard the story how the Rocky Horror Picture Show got big? It's a great story. Hold on a second. I like this part.
I was a bouncer for it.
I've seen, this is Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. I'm Jerry Burke. That's Cabby. This is Meatloaf.
I love 1-800-878-7529
is the number here. I have seen the Rocky, let's see, I've seen the Grateful Dead 73 times. That's not including solo shows. I've seen the Rocky Horror Picture Show that many times just in my teens. I have gone as Dr. Frankenfurter, Tim Curry, and actually had a guy think I was a chick. I was cute, my guy. Had a nice ass.
All right. I'm not going
to
comment.
Well, my hair was a little longer, and this girl went to school with him. Kathy Bowman took a curling iron to it and put some dipsy do in it. That was cute. Yeah. Anyway, I have a little curls to begin with. But anyway, my point is this. In 1974, when this movie was made, the building it was made in is now a bed and breakfast out in the Midlands of England. Richard O'Brien, who played Riff Raff, he wrote this, and it was basically an expression of him coming to terms with his sexuality. He was also a big fan of B-movies. Well, when the thing was released, it flopped. And I mean in the worst way. And, yeah, big time.
No way people are going to understand it.
Flopped. Right. Nobody went to the scene. People went to the bathrooms of the theaters more than they saw this movie. There's a theater in New York, and it just escaped me because I've actually seen it there. They decided, you know, we need something to put on for the stoners and people. This is during the punk generation, the 70s.
Sure.
And there's black, there's leather, there's lipstick, there's transvestites. It's The Village. And it took off. Absolutely took off. People were lined up around the block to go to midnight showings of this. And then they would add, like, The Song Remains the Same or something to it.
Are they the original midnight movie?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Put your mouth a little closer.
That was a big time when I was a kid.
So put your mouth a little closer to the mic. You're keeping after me. So what happened was Richard O'Brien, he went back. He was, the British equivalent of an off-Broadway stage actor in England. And somebody came up to him. He was actually with, God, what the hell was his name? I can't remember if it was Tim Curry. So I said, hey, man, have you heard what's going on with your movie? He's like, yeah, it's in the trash can. I said, no. He goes, what? He says, call your agent. So he calls his agent. He goes, we've been trying to find you. They couldn't find him.
Yeah,
he goes, why?
Yeah,
he goes, they're making, yeah. He says, we got, and he told him how much you got just in the last like year alone. He made like $2 million. He didn't even know it.
He couldn't find him.
He was bumming around England. He didn't know he was a millionaire.
That's too funny. That's a funnier part than the movie.
Yeah, and I've gone to so many, and I think
I saw that movie. About as a bouncer, maybe 20 to 30.
I've seen it. Casually, and include, now it's on. Now you're with DVDs and parties and stuff at houses and everything. But in theater, right. In theaters.
No, you got to go for the show.
I'm trying. In theaters, I think I've seen it just in theaters.
I wouldn't think it would do that well on a mini because, like, theater, you know,
on a small screen,
theaters,
on a small screen,
the crowd, the side of the screen.
But they get a little overboard on it. But here's,
movies aren't done like that.
When I was a kid, which by some accounts was half an hour ago.
Yeah.
And we might not get to sports.
An hour later from now.
Whatever. Excuse me. When we moved to Pennsylvania, I had two very dear friends I knew, Laura and Renee Dickey. They lived upon Roslyn Avenue, right near the Harrison Avenue Bridge in Scranton, Pennsylvania, for those of you who are familiar with it. And they're two of the sweetest girls and two of the best kissers I ever knew in high school. And but they were both just ballistic Rocky Horror fans. And that's what we had. One of the things we had. I don't even know how I met them. I was extremely shy as a kid. And I think Renee, who to this day is one of my best friends, and she took a liking to me because I was so shy and so kind of a wallflower. She invited me over to her house. We found out I lived near her. And they had a turntable. It was way, way before CDs, kids. And we're sitting in this like loft thing that they had up in the third floor of their house up there on Roslyn Avenue, right by Nayog Park. And all of a sudden, I hear Rocky Highs. I heard what's called Show Us the Lips. Yeah. And I put it on. Was there someone out there?
No, I hear a bunch of music and stuff back there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's yeah.
Oh, it is the show?
No, it's not the show. What happened is, no, it's this. Here's what you're hearing.
Okay,
what you're hearing is that's the back speaker that I have. Anyway.
Sorry. I apologize.
So if I stop it like this. But they invited me, and she put it on, and all of a sudden the opening song to the Rocky Horror Picture Show on this album. And I guess my eyes lit up, and I actually like came out of my little shell, and I haven't been the same since, because I think it was like maybe that night that I was introduced to weed. I mean, I knew what it was, but it was, the Rocky Horror Picture Show, kids, it made me what I am today. I was an extremely shy, extremely quiet. I wanted to be a writer or a hermit or dead, cause, you know. But yeah, it was because of the Rocky Horror Picture Show and Renee Dickey, who and her and her sister both could kiss. But yeah, and I always thanked them about that. And to this day, I can still remember. I know this is boring to most of you, but I don't care. I get paid either way. Renee's 16th birthday. And her mother, Judy, was super cool. We got a keg of Heineken, which now you were saying when you're 16, you might as well be saying.
How many people?
There was like 20 of us. And you might as well say, we're going to paint you in solid gold, because Heineken back then, I think when we go to Keggers, we were drinking like, you know, Genesee or Stroh's or something, you know, flavored, you know, water basically.
70s, right?
Yeah. Early 80s, early 80s.
Okay.
But it was May 16th, I guess somewhere, May 16th, 1981. And I should do something. But I can remember, it was a rainy night. I had a Legion. I played Legion ball then. I was a good ball player. But it was pouring rain. It was a Friday night. And I figured my game was going to be canceled tomorrow. So we all have a few beers. Well, I got bombed off my ass. And that night, Len Barker threw a perfect game for the Cleveland Indians against the Toronto Blue Jays. And, of course, Bill Lee had that classic line, how could it have been a perfect game? It was in Cleveland. But I can remember later that night, this was what was on TV that night. I remember watching this.
Now, here's Gary U.S. Bond.
May 16th, 1981. I can remember this.
Here she comes.
Now, Fridays, for those of you who don't know, it was an ABC show. Michael Richardson was on it.
My favorite.
And
more punk rock bands.
There's really some of the bands that couldn't get on
SNL.
After 1980, the bands kind of went downhill. Fridays had some good bands on. They had Randy Meisner.
Stray Cat Blues.
But this is Gary U.S. Bond's song written by Springsteen. This is a huge song back in 81. But to this day, every May 16th, I get a hold of Renee. One of the best days of my childhood. And thanks to YouTube, I can actually... every time I watch this, I was hammered as a 16-year-old could get on Heineken's. I figured I wasn't playing the next day. And I'll look at this every May 16th, and I'll send this video to her. Because they're all sitting there in some form of disrobing or something, I'm sure. And I can remember it like it was yesterday. Honest to God.
I love Show Fridays. Hey. Every time I see
you know, we're going to let this take us out. We've got a very, very long update to do when we come back.
You want to see Michael Richards funnier than he was as Cosmo on Seinfeld?
I thought it was irritating on Cosmo.
No, I'm saying he's funnier on Fridays.
Oh, yeah. Listen to this. You can tell Springsteen wrote this. You know I'd hold it tight. I'd never let her. We're going to let this take us out. I love this. You can follow us on Twitter at Sports Overnight. Like our Facebook page, Sports Overnight America. Just get a hold of me personally. I'm the only Jerry Burkspell, GERRIEBURKE. Man, I am feeling awfully sentimental. Not sentimental. What's the word I'm looking for? I can't speak English today. I don't have those good words that Trump has.
I learned to speak long words from Jerry Burkspell.
Thank you very much. Nostalgic. That's what I'm looking for. I'm feeling nostalgic for some days that just some things are better left. Not
You're very said. Unconfusing.
Hey, you better watch out. This is Sports Overnight America. I'm telling you to score. Are you gonna be sweeping your broken hot butt on the floor? Yeah, and that ain't all. I'm telling you, my friend, I know what's on your mind, know what you wanna do, but if you mess with her, I'm gonna mess with you. You like the way she yourself, you better stay in line. Oh, you better stay in line. Oh, Mr. I said.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Do you know what kind of a gold mine we got here?
Kurt, Chuck can see what you're holding up.
But Bob can't!
Catherine Damon, Richard Mulligan, Ted Wass, and of course the two people they were talking about, Jay Johnson and of course Bob Chuck and Bob himself. One of the funniest scenes in television history.
Another breakthrough.
That show. There's some of the more conservative affiliate cities in this country would not show. It was supposed to be on Wednesday nights at 9. They wouldn't put it on until after the 11 o'clock news at night.
Donald Trump is right. It's rigged.
Yeah, a little Frampton. One of the great lines ever. Woke up this morning with a Sherman in my hand. Wait. Champagne for breakfast and a Sherman in my hand. Frampton knew, people. Frampton knew.
Well, he had his peak, huh? The best album of all time. And then...
No, he has some really good stuff with Humble Pie. And
no,
the
I mean, right. Yeah.
It's fine. When I worked at Sports Overnight America, by the way, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. When I worked in Baltimore, my first major market job, I did overnights at a classic rock station, WGRX. And the woman who did Middays, Lee Gehry, she was friends with Frampton, pretty good friends with him, actually. Whenever he was within a 50-mile radius of Baltimore and Washington, he would come by the studios, just hang out. Nice guy, short little dude.
Yeah, you mentioned, you should talk to him a lot.
Oh, he's a nice guy. Super nice guy. This update is brought to you by the Prohammer Bat Kids, the number one training device used in the big leagues right now. Straight through the minors, youth leagues. They even have a softball bat to help with your swing, don't you know? Here's what you do. You go to your website, phbat.com. Type in the coupon code.
Baseball.
Get a great deal for the Prohammer Bat. Speaking of baseball, got one more game at least. Back in Cleveland on Tuesday. There will be... Game 6 of the World Series. Good ball. Real good. Honestly, Lester looked good.
Finally got some small ball out of Chicago.
Finally. And they weren't throwing the thing all over the place either. 3-2. They take care of Cleveland. They're still down in the series 3-2. Chicago's got to go to Cleveland and win 2.
They can get out alive.
Look, I said this to other people. Look, I have the Cubs. I took Cleveland in 6, remember?
Yeah.
I did.
I got a burger
and a beer at Buster's on this with Scott.
You have Cleveland?
Yeah, he took Cubs in 7. I took Cleveland in 6. And if you know
did
what
you
a
get bur- 5-2?
No, and a burger and a beer at Buster's is worth it. If you've been to Buster's on Columbus Avenue here in San Francisco, but I told people, I said, 3-1, it's over. I said, wait a minute, the Cubs can put some crooked numbers up on you in a hurry. Don't break this one off. Like I said, Game 6 will be in Cleveland. That'll be coming up on Tuesday.
How short is their porch, though? I know the home runs were just in the basket.
What, Cleveland?
No, the Chicago home runs.
It's not a small park.
No, not the park, but the fence. Center field.
Oh, that's it's 395 feet. It's a shot to left center field. It's just the wind there. Ball carries at the place.
Right.
Everyone is under this misnomer. Wrigley Field is 353 feet down both lines. It's a shot.
It just they beat the Giants with that home run.
Yeah, but
there's
no cheap home runs at Wrigley. You got to hit the ball, but the thing just carries so well.
There. And you can't run into the wall.
Because it's brick.
Yes. Yeah.
By the way, it was Bill Veeck who put the ivy on that back in the 30s. Didn't you? Thank you very much. NFL action.
I call him Disco Veeck.
Chicago. What? What?
What are you looking at?
Chicago's a 4.5-point favorite against the Vikings on Monday night?
Oh, the running back for the Vikes is out, the new guy.
So? Yeah. They don't have Adrian Peterson. And by the way,
they asked me to play, but I said
Teddy Bridgewater, his knee thing is a lot more serious than they thought. He may be out for at least another 2 years, they're saying. Maybe more.
Oh, don't tell me that.
That's what they're saying.
Oh,
Sam
man,
Bradford.
I hate this stuff.
Sam Bradford. Anyway.
We got Ponder.
So for those of you who woke up in the West Coast at or came to or just walked in around 6 o'clock on Sunday morning, you were treated to yet another tie. And it was actually a decent ball game. It was a lousy field goal kicking. 27-27, Washington and the Cincinnati Kitties.
Is it a weird year for field goals?
Well, first off, the
new rules, I mean, obviously.
Yeah, the new rules. And secondly, you know, extra points are now 35-yard field goals. They're not, you know, they're not made every time.
You know, I got one for you. Overtime. We got these overtime games now. They go into a tie.
There's been no more overtimes than ever, but ties are happening.
But when we first had overtime, there was no two-point conversion. Now that we have the two-point conversion, shouldn't we just scrub overtime?
Why?
You go for the win.
No, you can't do that.
You don't play extra.
You can't do that. Nobody gets hurt. You can't do that.
Everybody goes home.
You can't do that. You're dictating what the other team wants to do. You can't do that.
Okay.
You can dictate what they must do to get to. No, you can't dictate. You have to win. Either you win or you lose based on one play. No, it doesn't work that way. Rest of your NFL games, Oakland, overtime win over Tampa, 30-24. Seabass missed two field goals. Sebastian Janikowski has missed two field goals in one game since he was 9.
How many yards penalty? 200 yards.
Oh, God.
The record, NFL record.
They're still counting those off.
They're still the greatness of the Raiders.
The greatness of the Raiders. Carolina, 30-20 over Arizona. Arizona, hang your heads in shame. Kansas City looking pretty damn good, 30-14.
Oh, concussion for what's his name? Smith.
Oh, for Alex, yeah. He'll be back.
Was that one? You think he'll be back?
Yeah. He wasn't very bright to begin with. Okay. Seattle got beaten by New Orleans. A really good ball game, by the way. 25-20. Elsewhere in the NFL. Pretty damn long update we're doing here.
A few.
Yeah, there we go. It was Houston 20-13 over Detroit.
Juggernaut has.
Here's a newsflash for you. He's only played 3 games, but he's already like the league leading. He's leading. He's MVP. He's the front runner for it. And that's Tom Brady. Four touchdowns, 315 in the air, 40-41, 25 over the Bills. That was up in Orchard Park. Everybody lives in North Tonawanda, which is near there. Cleveland, oh, so close. So close, but you still lose to the Jets. 31-28 with your final score.
There goes their MVP.
Yeah, Denver, 27-19 over the Thunderbolt Lightning. Fantastic game in Atlanta. 33-22, it was the Falcons over the Pack. Dallas in overtime. Jason Witten gets the winner. Comes back late to win it for Dallas. 29-23. Go over to the NBA, the tall guys.
Yes.
Thyroid conditions. Ball. By the way, if you have a chance to see the Five Sam and Jam at 30 for 30, it's really interesting.
Exactly, just for refresh, who were they?
Clyde Drexler.
No, but I mean the Houston.
Cougars, yeah.
The Houston Cougars.
Akeem Olajuwon, Clyde Drexler.
Right. Oh, Clyde's the man.
Benny Anders, Rob Williams, Roy, what was his name? Guy V. Lewis is their head coach. They lost to North Carolina State. Right. I'm just wondering if you knew that. 88-75, the Clippers over Utah. San Antonio takes care of Miami, 106-99. Golden State, 106-100 over Pahonix. That's the capital of Arizona, by the way. It was Milwaukee being beaten by Detroit, 98-83. Elsewhere, oh, the Lakers. Over-under is 25. Eesh. I don't think I'll take the under on that one. You have to because they're god-awful bad. Your final score, OKC, 113-96 over the Lakers, who got close to 100, I guess. Houston, 93-92 over Dallas. And it was Washington being beaten by Memphis. The former Vancouver Grizzlies over the former Baltimore Bullets, 112-103. Yes, there were some games on the frozen pond in the NHL.
Don't you know?
Don't you know? As soon as my computer comes up, there we go. It was Buffalo, 3-1 over Winnipeg. That game was in Manitoba. Philadelphia 4-3 over the former Hartford Whalers. Florida 5-2 over Detroit. That was on the banks of the Detroit River there at the Joe. The Islanders 5-1 over Toronto. Chicago shuts out L.A. 3-0. The final score there was the Rangers 6-1 over Tampa. Ottawa 2-0 over Edmonton. And it was Washington 3-1 over Calgary.
Ooh, Canada almost back. I think for Canada, we should give them Buffalo.
They haven't had a. Well, they're close enough.
Yeah.
Detroit's actually north. You have to. It's the only city in the continental United States where you have to drive south to go into Canada. It's from Detroit.
That's why it's. I think give them the Red Wings and give them the Sabres.
This update was brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat Kids, the number one training device being used in the majors right now, straight through the minors, youth leagues. They even have a softball bat to help with their swing. It's helped my wiffle ball game immeasurably, and damn it, it can help you. The Warriors unimpressive in getting past Suns, it says here in the headline.
It says, it
says the Warriors were unimpressive in getting past the Suns. I'm just saying.
Wow. And over five. What's
the
two?
They're 2-1 now. You go to phbat.com. Wow. Go to phbat.com. Type in the coupon code
baseball.
You're going to get a great deal for the Pro Hammer Bat.
Oh, I got a great song for you.
Go ahead.
It's a bunch of. It's a Warrior song that was on the ABC, but can find it. No, it's just they make evil.
I thought this was going to be an actual story with entertainment value.
No. We're going to get it for the show next time.
Who's this we? What do you mean? Who's this we? You don't even know how to sign onto a computer.
Our computer genius.
You don't even know how to sign onto a computer.
Our techie.
You're an idiot. No, I'm just saying. When it comes to computers, you are you're a Category 5 idiot.
What did Kessinger call me? A Hoodite.
I don't remember what
he
said.
Technology.
You're an idiot. Yeah. how much more do you, can I put it any plainer? When it comes to that stuff, you are a complete idiot.
I'm pretty good with a flip phone.
Okay, I'll give you that one. All right, fine.
Give me that one.
You got me there.
The same phone I had for 6
you got,
years.
You got me there. You're good with a flip phone.
That's right.
Anyhow, man.
Love the expression.
Oh, flip. That's what I was looking for. What?
No, the word flip is the reason I like this phone.
I liked Flip Wilson, Clearo.
Yeah. Was he the first black guy on Ed Sullivan?
Or you can say African-American.
I'm sorry.
I don't know if he was the first.
I'm sure
they had someone swiping.
I know they wouldn't let Howling Wolf on with the Rolling Stones.
Oh, yeah. That was
kind of...
That was kind of taboo back then. Or if you may want to refer to it, racist.
That's a great. That was Seth Meyers had a great one where he says the Cleveland Indian logo. The last time they played in the the last time the Cubs played in the World Series.
The term Indian was not offensive.
No, they just said the insignia of the Indians was the least offensive racist thing in America.
Yeah,
that was a great joke.
We come back. We're going to be talking with Cheryl Russo. Who's Cheryl Russo? You have no idea, but you're going to learn, and it's a very, very interesting story. Swear to God.
Not like me.
No, not like you.
Boring tripe.
Okay, yeah, that's no argument there.
That's my specialty.
1-800-878-7529. That is the phone number here. Coming to you from beautiful San Francisco, California, I'm Jerry Burke. That's Robert Fripp, Greg Lake et al., King Crimson in the background. What? You whisper in the mic, they can still freaking hear you.
The best Halloween costume I've seen this year?
Yeah.
The lady dressed her little chihuahua up like a skunk, and I swear
for two minutes,
I thought it was a skunk.
No, I saw the best. I saw the best one out here Friday night.
Uh-huh.
About Saturday morning, about 2:30 in the morning. It was a really good looking, fully naked woman walking down the street with her shoes over her shoulder, not a stitch of clothing on. It was raining out too, and And I said, "Would you like to come in for a drink?" She laughed and I said, "Okay." And we sat right there in the lobby with a naked woman and had a drink.
Oh my God!
Thanks for not coming in, Sports Over in America.
This is Chris Townsend for the Pro Hammer Baseball Training Bat. The Pro Hammer Bat is the number one training tool in all of baseball, currently being used at all levels from Major League Baseball all the way down to Little League. We even have a softball version. The bat is essential for any ball player to take their game to the next level. Go to their website, phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball. That's phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball to get the special deal. You want results? Use the Pro Hammer Bat.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
$100 million in jury verdicts and settlements for serious injury victims, medical malpractice victims, and surviving family members of wrongful death victims. Trial Lawyers for Justice. This is a firm that does not handle frivolous lawsuits. They go after insurance company money, and they're darn good at it. They don't sell their clients out or settle cheaply. Trial Lawyers for Justice, the firm that goes the distance for you, their client. They treat their clients the way you would want your own family members taken care of. Nicholas Rowley, Dominic Pachota, and the other trial lawyers in the firm at Trial Lawyers for Justice, dedicated to representing the people and their families in Iowa, Minnesota, South Dakota, Wisconsin, Illinois, California, Wyoming, and many other states. Trial Lawyers for Justice. $100 million in settlements and jury verdicts already in 2016. 888-811-0844. TL4J.com. Trial Lawyers for Justice.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
What an excellent day for an exorcism.
Ah, now this is a nice... Now this is... Whoever is in charge of this goddamn show tonight actually used their brains. This is nice, man. Little Michael Biehn and the Call. Santa Cruz, California. That would be the late Michael Biehn, by the way. Much like the late pigeon that I actually saw die of natural causes in Union Square today. Never saw that before. I didn't think pigeons died of natural causes. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. I'm Jerry Burke, and you should thank God you're not. I'm going to tell you a story. Back in the early 90s, early mid-90s, I was doing overnights at the classic rock stations in like Baltimore, Montreal. Doing overnights. I was with CBS News in New York. Yeah, believe it or not. no accounting for poor taste. And especially when you're doing overnights at a classic rock station, yeah, there's always TVs in the studio. And, you know, being a guy, this was during the days of the Girls Gone Wild infomercials. They used to run all night. And really, yeah, well, that's usually what I had on in the studio. I mean, you can only smoke so much weed, and then you had to watch something while you're on the radio. But if we ever, when that went off, there was always the gorgeous ladies of wrestling, GLOW, if you remember them. And it was interesting, especially some of the songs they used to sing. And one of the women who was, I mean, she was good. I wasn't a huge GLOW guy, but I did dig the show for reasons that are obvious if you're a single straight man or a woman who's into that sort of thing. Cheryl Russa is joining us here on Sports Overnight America. And, Cheryl, you know, you were a part of the Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling. We're going to get to that. I'm more interested in what you're doing now. But I want to apologize to you for bringing back traumatic and the experiences of your youth when I talked about the dead pigeon. You actually, you Oswalded a bird one time when you were in a teenager, you were telling me?
Yes.
Okay.
I had a total vivid picture of it in my head once you talked about the dead pigeon.
Well,
I feel
bad. It's a bad way to start an interview when I'm bringing up the... Evidently, you were acquitted or you wouldn't be out of jail by now, right?
Yeah, there you go.
Cheryl Russa joins us. She is in Hollywood, California right now. Of course, I'm in San Francisco. Nowhere near each other, but it's nice to say we're in the same state. The fact that Hollywood or Los Angeles and San Francisco are on the same planet, let alone the same state, is absolutely amazing to me. You were a member of the Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling. If you remember that show, it ran from like what, the late 80s through to like the late 90s. Or like I think 2001 it finally went off the air, was it not?
I think it finished in 99, but they had, it was still on a different cities and reruns.
Right.
And And then we did a pay-per-view, too.
I must have missed that one because I worked in radio when I was broke. No, I'm just kidding. That's not true.
Yeah, I was a Lightning superhero.
That's right, Lightning. And I remember the one. I know this is going to sound weird. Correct me if I'm wrong. I can remember, and this has to be, I want to say somewhere around 1991, maybe 1990, somewhere in there. Did you ever wrestle a chick who went by the name of a woman called MTV?
Yeah, MTV was a glow girl.
Okay, MTV. So
Trouble Vixen, MTV, yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. Okay, yeah, you were getting the hell kicked out of you, and your manager gave you like this like crystal ball, and that's where you got your superpowers or something from. I remember that.
Oh, my God.
That was you. That was you. Okay, that's right. I'm sitting there going, when I was talking to you earlier today.
It recharged me.
That's right. Now I remember, because it was funny. You were on.
Lightning has superpowers. Lightning can strike twice. Lightning can get energy from like light sockets and stuff like that, and lightning can fly.
Also get it from one of those little balls with the lightning bolts that came out of it that he got at Spencer's for $25. Evidently, that's what you're. It was funny. We had truth in advertising here. We had Cheryl on earlier today. Lightning. With the No Holds Barred show with Dr. Mike Leno and Pedro Fernandez. And I was sitting there, like, I didn't watch a lot of it. Like I said, most of it was just on, you know, TV in a studio when I was working. And I'm sitting there, why does that name ring a bell? And then when I thought about when you said you had wrestled MTV, because she looked like Cindy Lauper had thrown up on her, if I'm not mistaken. Not, you know, she wasn't an ugly girl, but I'm talking about the outfit.
That was her character, was kind of a Cindy Lauper character, you know? And she actually played keyboards, I think. I had been in some bands, and she had a decent, halfway decent voice, and her performance, she had no problem. She's so languid and just exciting. There's something when somebody comes, something comes natural to them, and that always. Being her speaking and being in front of a camera is so natural to her.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Because if you met me in person, you can't get five words out of me unless I have a buzz going. But you stick a microphone in front of me, either on stage or doing this, I'm like, yeah. Correct me if I'm wrong. I'm really more interested in what you're doing now. But please let me bring back my youth, as they say. When they introduced you coming into the ring, didn't they cut back to some kind of little short video and you would do this little song about you? Didn't you guys like sing? I mean, because I remember her voice wasn't bad.
We were rapping.
That's right. And poor, if I'm not mistaken, quite poorly.
We rapped at the, it was like the very dawn of rapping. It was pretty bad, but the actual raps themselves, the words in the raps were pretty funny. And they established our characters and who we were. It like said something about,
yep.
You know, the persona that was stepping foot in the ring. And we also did vignettes. When we were wrestling somebody, they would show a little window and we'd be insulting the other team. We actually had to sit there and film the insults so they could insert them later.
Right,
on
superimpose them,
match.
Yeah. Yeah, back in the early technology of double bubbles, we used to call them in TV. I tell you,
yeah, so much fun. But I tell you, we had to think of something for every single match of every single match we ever did. Mm-hmm. Something we could, you know, negative about these girls that we were living with and.
Friends
and
with,
and
friends
and
with, in some most
hard,
instances,
you know.
Yeah, although you know what, when you're friends with somebody, some of your best insults are usually thrown at your best friends because you know you're not, you know they're not going to take it personally. You know, I'm just saying. I want to get to what you're doing, but there is one question in all seriousness about the days of the Glow Girls, and we're talking with Sherilyn Russo. She was Lightning during the Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling. And right now she falls off buildings and gets punched and thrown from horses for a living. Now we'll get to that in a bit. But let me ask you, I mean, I know this is an awkward question to ask. And if I phrase it incorrectly, you can either correct me or give me a second chance. When you were out there and in the ring and with whomever you were wrestling, I mean, let's be honest, most of the people that were watching this were guys who just like to see women jumping around on top of each other with tights, or women who like that sort of thing, too. Did that ever bother you that there was basically a sexist angle to this whole thing, or was that just something that you knew going into the game and you were just okay with it?
It's just something I never thought about. I never thought, oh, I'm going to go on Glow and be sexy. When I saw Now, you've got to understand, the age of most of the girls were really young. You know, I mean, some of the girls were smarter and a little bit older, but, well, more wise, not smarter. But I saw these girls doing, you know, jumping around and wrestling, and I thought, oh, I can do that, because I was such a tomboy. I used to do all kinds of crazy stuff, like jump off roofs and...
I had a sister like that. We got her help. We did, eventually. I have four sisters, actually. She turned out somewhat normal, I guess, if you want to say that. But no, so the thought that this was... that most of the people that were watching this just totally got off on watching women jump up and down on each other. That really never occurred to you when you got into it?
Not even really? An inkling. The only thing that occurred to me was I wanted to be on TV and be an actress.
Right.
And I can do athletics, and this is a good way in to right. do acting. And I'm an athlete, and I'm a good athlete. So I figured it would be down my alley, and I was right.
Right. See, I was an athlete. I was an athlete too. I went to college on a baseball scholarship, and look what happened to me.
Hey, all athletes have to figure out they can't be athletes after a while. But I mean, I was my brother's little brother, basically. If he did something, I'd do something.
Right.
And if he ate shit doing it, then I wouldn't do it.
I'll bleep that out later, because I'm on regular radio stations too. But yeah, you know, my sisters never had that problem. They used to just get four individually. I can kick all four of my sisters' asses. Four on one, I was a dead man. I really was. Yeah. I didn't even know I had a bathroom until I was 15. I just thought when it rained, that meant it was my turn to take a shower. I really.
My brother and I would wrestle, and we would watch wrestling shows
and recreate them.
No, we would like, oh, we'll wrestle with each other, but we'd be all that's real. We'd be all real, fake. I would just like that, real fake.
I do that when I walk down. I do that when I see women walking down Rodeo Drive. I'll point at the, you know, it's real fake. I'm sorry. That was there. I'm sorry, Cheryl. I'm sorry. That one was there. You left out. That was a 3-1 fastball down the middle. That was easy.
As far as I know, back in the glow days, we were 99.9% of us were real.
Yeah, I'm sure you were. And Fred, you did. And you know, I'm looking at a picture of you right now, and you can tell you were an athlete. You're athletic. I mean, I'm not saying you don't have a feminine build about you, but you can tell that you didn't just, you know, walk out of a bakery and jump into the ring. I mean, you could tell that you actually, you know, you had some muscles on you, and you had a really nice build. We're talking to Sherilyn Russo. She was lightning during the glow days. Gorgeous Ladies of Women Wrestling. If you're Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling in English, if you remember that show, it was I enjoyed it. They said it was great. It was something to keep your mind occupied while you were listening to Pink Floyd tunes at 3 a.m. at a classic rock station in Boston. It was good for that.
I just saw a Pink Floyd band today, reenactment band or whatever. They were awesome.
Yeah, I saw it was fun. I saw Pink Floyd. Jeez. I saw them when I was in high school. So I saw the Wall tour when it came to Madison Square Garden. Idea. I was a big Pink Floyd. I still am a huge Pink Floyd guy. I mean, everyone knows if I ever die, just play Us and Them from Dark Side of the Moon, and I'll be a happy camper. Even though I'll be dead, I won't know about it. Hey, listen, we only have about 5 minutes left here, but right now you're working as a stunt woman down in Hollywood land, so to speak. I did look up your some of your list, and of course, my computer just completely shut down. Give us a couple of things that you've been in that we should keep an eye out for, that you perhaps we would get to see you fall from someplace where we think it's somebody else.
Well, most recently, I was in a movie called Night Stalker, about the Night Stalker. Remember the guy?
Richard Ramirez, who passed away of natural causes in San Quentin here within the last couple of years. Sure.
Yes, I was in that, doubling a little girl. And
how tall are you? How tall are you, if you don't mind my asking?
I'm barely 5 feet. I'm just under 5 feet.
Ah, so I'm about a foot taller than you. Okay, I'm just under 6 feet. I'm 6'3" in heels. That's what I tell people. I'm 6'3" in heels. So
6'3" in heels.
Yeah, that's what I tell everyone. Now, go ahead. So you're in Night Stalker. You're playing. Well, you know, it's funny. Eileen Dietz. I don't know if you know who she is. She's an actress. She was in The Exorcist. She a small woman like yourself, a spinner, as we used to call you. But she doubled. She doubled for Linda Blair in some of the more adult things that were done during the filming of The Exorcist. It's actually an actress named.
She was a body double.
Yeah, she was a body double, and she's been in other things too. She played. I think she played. God, I can't remember her name now. Leslie Van Houten in the first Manson movie. She was a pretty successful actress, but yeah, she was small. I said she was like 27 at the time. I think Linda Blair was 12. And you didn't want to see a 12-year-old masturbating with a crucifix in real life. So you got a 27-year-old to do it. That's how that works. So anyway, continue with your resume, if you don't mind.
Well, there's a show called Gordimer Gibbons, A Life on Normal Street. Gordimer Gibbons. It is on Amazon Prime.
Right.
And
that would be a great name for a racehorse, wouldn't it? Gordimer Gibbons. That'd be a great name for a racehorse. Yeah, really.
It's just an oddball name, right?
Yeah. Well, no, it would be.
It's a kid's show, but it's not like Disney. I mean, it gave lessons and stuff, but it wasn't the way the shows are nowadays, where it's all about fashion or sex or innuendo. It's a good show. It's got great high ratings on Amazon. I did three or four episodes. I was a Grim Reaper.
Nice.
I was.
Well, you're too cruel. You're too.
Doubling her on horseback on another one. She gets run away and almost stomped in the stall by a horse.
You're too pretty to be a Grim Reaper. Well, you
are. I had the hoodie with the sickle, you know.
There you go.
Anyway, and then I doubled. In an episode where they actually go back into like an old TV show. And it was pretty much a mock of Batman and Robin, the warehouse fights they used to have with all the
guys. Oh, yeah, and Sock, Boom, Pow, yeah, Burt Ward,
yes,
and Adam
exactly.
West, yeah.
They dressed me like Lois Lane, and I was basically Robin running around beating up a bunch of thugs.
Lois Lane was Superman. That's okay. I always get them confused, too.
Basically, but it was a blast. It reminded me of Glow. We had all these props and real bubblegum and fun, and that you can catch. It's on,
Amazon.
It's on Amazon, thank you.
You're welcome.
I think I'm past my bedtime.
I'm paying attention. At least I'm paying attention, right?
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you.
But that's my most recent stuff. But you can look on the IMDb and look up my name, Cheryl Russo, and you can see some of the other stuff I've done. I do high falls.
What's your highest fall?
Horses, fights. What's that?
What's your highest fall?
65 feet.
And that's quite a dive, ladies and gentlemen. 5 minutes before the hour, our thanks to Cheryl Russo. This is Sports Overnight America, Sirius and XM Channel 93.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Yesterday, Cliff Sora shared a top 10 list of hot fusion restaurants, a vegan gluten-free mashup recipe, and a podcast featuring organic food trends. Oh, TMI? Too much internet information. That's oversharing. Cliff, Geico has something worth sharing with your friends. Like how on Geico.com you could save hundreds on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim. Gluten-free info that's easy to swallow. Mm. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400.
truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Imagine a man who takes money out of a child's piggy bank and puts in IOUs.
Guy's got to have a hobby. Buck and a half before the hour, our thanks to Cheryl Ruza from the Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling. Follow us on Twitter at Sports Overnight. Like our Facebook page, Sports Overnight America. Or just get a hold of me personally. I'm the only Jerry Burke, spelled G-E-R-R-I-E-B-U-R-K-E. My parents had a sense of H-U-M-O-U-R. Coming to you from beautiful San Francisco, California, as Paul Kantner described it. 49 square miles surrounded by reality. On this, the anniversary of the War of the Worlds broadcast on the CBS radio network on 1938, I'm the host of this unmitigated disaster. I'm Jerry Burke. That's Jimmy Page. Cabby will be back next hour. I have a gorgeous lady in the studio with me right now having martinis. That's a martini with peppercinis in it. Red wine from the Ledge Vineyards, that is, in English, down in Paso Robles, California. Those idiots at the USA Network next with what they humorously refer to as the news. God help each and every one of you poor sons of bitches. You're listening to Sports Overnight America.